Vayartelo Yitzchak. Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillah of Yitzchak and not Rivka, because Yitzchak is a tzaddik ben tzaddik, Rivka is a tzaddik ben Rasha. So what's pshat? That we assume a tzaddik ben tzaddik's tefillah gets answered more than a tzaddik ben Rasha? What about the poskim discussed who should you call up to lead services? Should it be about tshuva, or should it be a tzaddik? Because we have a general debate in the Chazal, who's greater, a tzaddik or a baal tshuva? Because it says shalom, shalom, arachok or korov, that the Chazal learned they can't be the same. One's going to be better than the other. So one opinion is that the baal tshuva is greater. And the other opinion is the tzaddik. I think there's a rugged shaver who points out by Kedushin, the Mishnah says that if someone says, someone who lives the life of a Rasha, but says, I'm a Kaddish you on condition I'm a tzaddik gomor, I'm a tzaddik, so it's a suffix Kedushin. So the rugged shaver points out, what do you mean suffix? Why? Because perhaps you had to hear her tshuva. That's how when I was an aide Kedushin at one of my friend's wedding, and Rav David Lipschitz was the Masada Kedushin, he told the aide them to do a Hirur Tshuva. So the Mishnah said, you do a Hirur Tshuva, so maybe he did, so maybe he is a tzaddik. So therefore, the Rogatov points out, but, so the effort must be that a Baal Tshuva is greater than a tzaddik, because if a Baal Tshuva is lower than a tzaddik, so who cares if he's Mahara B'Tshuva? So either way, that's a major debate. So what's pshat in Chazal? Why would a tzaddik, and under what scenario? So there's a, we know there's different types of tefillah. There's the regular tefillah sayachid, when an individual davens privately, and then there's a tefillah b'tzibur. So even though HaKadosh Baruch accepts our tefillah anywhere we are, but he loves tefillah b'tzibur, that we're more likely to get answered than because it's discussed with everyone. So perhaps when, if you're davening b'tzibur, so you're going to choose the semachok, as opposed to you give a baal tshuva or a tzaddik, so then it's okay. We assume it's good. It doesn't make a difference. It's tefillah b'tzibur. But when they're here, they were davening by themselves, so perhaps by a tefillah sayachin, maybe the extra schus avos could make the difference. Or based on a mesha chachma, on the end of, in Parashat Vayechi, v'charbi v'kashti, the Targum says it's talking about tefillah, v'salusi, v'usi, that the different types of tefillah. In fact, before I tell you what the mesha chachma says, I just heard a story about the, well, it has to do with the Mesher Chokhmah, it says that the Chafetz Chaim, when he wrote the Mishnah Berurah, so that was the Mahalach. He never wrote live people. He only wrote people who passed away. You know, maybe he was concerned he'd forget, he'd leave out people and insult people. Some want to say he left out the Aruch HaShulchan because he had a big machokas with the Aruch HaShulchan about whether today, because the Mishnah Berurah writes that you can't say Kriya Shema in front of Chazal tells in front of Erva, but in front of uncovered here. So the famous Aruch HaShulchan, he doesn't permit it, but he says, since Bavoseinu HaRabim, people are nechshol, so therefore it doesn't have the same issue, and therefore one could say Kriya Shema Brachas in front of it. So that was a big machokas Mishnah Berurah Aruch HaShulchan, so someone say left him out because of that. But probably the answer is he really left everyone out. So however, there's one exception to the rule. There's only one person the Chafetz Chaim mentioned while who was alive, and he mentioned him one time in the Bir Halacha, and that was the Mesha Chachma, Remeya Simcha HaKohen. They overlapped. They lived during the same time, and they were both Kohanim. In fact, there was a question, who would be the Kohen Gadol if the Mashiach comes? So, I think it was Rav Shach said he thought he had the answer, and then he confirmed it with one of the son-in-laws of the Chafetz Chaim. and he thought there was a maisa, a big machlokas, about, there was a big issue, I guess, in yeshivas, whether the Russians, they wanted to introduce different secular studies, like religion, but the issue, I think, was, should you teach the boys, like, Russian language, I guess, through the language? So, the Meshach Chachma thought yes, and the Chafetz Chaim was against it. And the Meshach Chachma said, yeah, you don't, and you come from a small town in Radin, I'm in a big city, or at least people in big cities, they're going to, if you live in a small city, you could get by knowing Yiddish. But if you live among the people in big cities, and not only that, but the kids, a lot of kids were coming non-from, in order to counter that, like if the Rabbanim knew how to speak Hebrew, speak Russian, they'd be able to talk the language of the people. So it's part of, you know, Kiruv Rechokim. So that was, there was a Machokas Meshach Chachma Chavetz Chaim, whether it was a good idea to introduce how to talk the language of the town you're in. So the Meshach Chachma thought yes, in that case the Chavetz Chaim thought no, it's take away from the yeshiva and the learning. So I guess they once had a discussion, I assume face-to-face, there was no FaceTime then. So the Meshach Chachma, you don't understand, you come from a small town, and therefore the people don't have the same exposure as big towns, and the students are going to be exposed, and we have to bring them back. So if the rabbis know that language, they'll be able to. And the Chafetz Chaim said to him, you don't understand yeshivas. You never had a yeshiva. In other words, Meshach Chachma, he never had talmidim per se. He just, I guess he wrote Sfarim and all that. So after the conversation, the Chafetz Chaim realized maybe he was a little too harsh. Maybe he shouldn't have said it. He was, you know, I guess because the Meshach Chachma was very upset about that. So the Chafetz Chaim could have felt bad. And his way of asking Bechila was he quoted the Meshach Chachma in the Bir Halacha, the only person who was alive at the time. So either the Meshach Chachma says, Bacharbi or Bakashti, a sword is a davening of a sword, a davening of a bow and arrow. A sword is an inherent value. It's sharp in its own right. And the bow and arrow is the more effort you put in, the greater it gets. So they point out that so that's what the based on the Meshach Chachma, the effort is like David in English or David in Hebrew. So Hebrew has inherent power. So therefore, if you're davening in Hebrew, even if you don't understand the words, they're like a sword. If you're going to davening a different language, then make sure you have kavanah. So it could be, that's the nekuda. If you're davening Hebrew, so then it doesn't make a difference, perhaps, or tzaddik ben tzaddik, tzaddik ben Russia. It's the words itself do the talking. But if you're davening in a different lashon, so perhaps that's why they were davening in their own language, and therefore that's why the schus avos of Yitzchak by Avram, that's why we have talos. So perhaps two suggestions why Yitzchak, why do we answer a tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik versus tzaddik ben Russia? If it's tefillah bet tzibor, it's equal, it's only a tefillah b'yachid. If you're davening in Hebrew, the power of the charbi works. And they come in and right, the power of the rabbim would right, the power of the charbi would work on either, but when you're davening in a different language, so then it would make then maybe that's the pshat in the chazal.